Success doesn't start with money. It starts with mindset. That's the truth most people never hear. The title you're about to experience, Think Big, Start Small, Act Like the Rich, Success Mindset Secrets, is not just a statement. It's a formula. Most people want to achieve more, but they think they need everything before they begin. That thinking keeps them stuck. Rich thinkers don't wait until life is perfect. They take small steps every day with serious intent. They plan clearly, move consistently, and act with discipline, even when no one's watching. This isn't a motivational talk. This is a blueprint. If you're tired of starting over, tired of chasing results that never come, it's time to stop guessing. You're going to learn how to structure your day, manage your mind, protect your energy, and behave like someone who earns respect, builds results, and lives with direction. This is how real change begins, one clear move at a time. Chapter 1. Think clearly about your life before chasing anything big. Think clearly about your life before chasing anything big. That's the first thing you need to understand if you want to change your results. Most people never stop to ask themselves what they truly want. They just move, they run, they chase, they follow the crowd, they copy what others are doing, but they never really sit down and say, "Is this even the life I want?" You see, success doesn't start with movement. It starts with clarity. It starts with asking serious questions and answering them with honesty. If you want to go far, you must know where you're going. And before you chase big goals, you've got to be brutally honest about who you are, what you value, and what you're willing to give in return for the life you say you want. Every day, people are overwhelmed, not because they're doing too much, but because they're doing things that don't matter to them. They're chasing things that don't belong to them. They're trying to live a version of success they saw online or heard about from someone else. But the real breakthrough comes when you stop running in every direction and take the time to decide what you truly want your life to look like. Ask yourself, what kind of life do you want to wake up to? How do you want to feel on a Monday morning? What kind of work would you be proud to do? What kind of people do you want around you? What would make you feel like your life has real meaning? Not someone else's idea of success, your idea. And that's where thinking clearly comes in. People make the mistake of confusing being busy with being productive. But if you're busy doing the wrong things, you're not building a future, you're wasting it. And when you don't think clearly, you don't notice how far off course you've gone. That's why you must pause before you plan. Reflect before you run. Clarity is the root. Without it, every plan you make is built on shaky ground. Most of the struggle people go through is not because they're not capable. It's because they're unclear. They say they want freedom, but their actions show they're addicted to comfort. They say they want to grow, but they avoid every challenge. They say they want to succeed, but they don't define what that actually means for them. And when you don't define success, you end up comparing yourself with everyone around you. You look at someone else's car, someone else's title, someone else's lifestyle, and you feel like you're behind. But you're not behind. You're just not clear. Clarity stops comparison. It helps you stay grounded in your own path, your own goals, your own vision. Thinking clearly is hard because it demands honesty. You've got to admit what's not working. You've got to admit what you've been avoiding. You've got to admit when you're not putting in the effort. But it also gives you back control. Once you're clear, you no longer move out of panic. You move with purpose. So if you're serious about building a better life, don't start with ambition. Start with reflection. Sit down with yourself and ask, what kind of life do I want to live and why? And don't rush the answer. Write it down, feel it, Make sure it's coming from you, not from what you've seen, heard, or been told. Success starts inside. You can't skip that part. If your mind is messy, your decisions will be messy. If your thoughts are scattered, your energy will be scattered. You've got to clean your mind like you clean a house. Take out the noise. Remove what doesn't belong. Put things in order. Only then can you build something strong. The rich don't start big, they start right. They don't jump into action without knowing what they're aiming for. They take time to get clear. They know what they value. They know what matters to them. And because of that, they make decisions that match their goals. That's how they grow. That's how they win. Thinking big means knowing where you're going, but starting small means getting clear on why it matters. If your reasons are weak, your actions will fall apart. But if your reasons are strong, your steps will become consistent. And that's what separates people who keep changing paths from those who keep moving forward. So take this seriously. Get off autopilot. Stop chasing goals that don't speak to your heart. Stop doing things just because everyone else is doing them. Stop lying to yourself about what matters. You can't live a rich life on the outside if you feel lost on the inside. Clarity is wealth. Peace of mind is wealth. Knowing who you are, that's power. Now, once you start thinking clearly, everything changes. You make better choices. You know what to say no to. You don't run from your truth. You stand in it, you own it, you protect your energy, you focus your time, you take steps that actually build something real. When you know where you're going, distractions don't hit the same. You stop chasing quick wins. You stop looking for shortcuts. You stop getting jealous. You stop being reactive. You get quiet. You get focused. You take responsibility for your growth. And that's when the shift happens. Success is not something you find, it's something you build. And you can't build it on confusion. You've got to know what you want, not just in your career, but in your health, your relationships, your mindset, your daily routine. Every part of your life needs clarity, because if even one part is off, it can throw everything else off with it. So stop for a moment and think. Not just about your goals, but about your life, the way you live, the way you think, the way you treat yourself. Are you building a life that excites you, or are you just going through the motions? Are you acting like the future matters, or are you playing small because you're scared to admit you want more? Be honest, be raw, be real with yourself. That's how growth starts. That's how the rich think. They're not confused about what they want. They're clear. They don't let fear run their life. They let purpose drive them. And they don't waste energy on what doesn't push them forward. You shouldn't either. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being aware. It's about being intentional. It's about waking up and saying, I know what I want, and I'm going to build it. That's how you stop drifting. That's how you stop wasting years. That's how you take control. You don't need more time. You need more clarity. You don't need motivation. You need alignment. And you don't need anyone else to approve of your goals. You need to believe in them enough to take action. Every single day. So start there. Before you build big plans, before you chase money, before you set another goal, sit down and think, what do you really want from your life? What does success mean to you? Not to anyone else, to you. And when you answer that, everything else becomes simpler. Your actions become cleaner. Your focus becomes sharper. Your time becomes more valuable. And your life starts to feel like it's going somewhere that matters. That's how you think big. That's how you start small. And that's how you act like the rich. By thinking clearly before anything else, because clarity isn't a step in the process, it is the foundation of everything that comes after. Chapter 2. Start from where you are without waiting for more. Start from where you are without waiting for more. That's a lesson most people skip because they keep telling themselves they'll begin when things are better, when they have more time, when they have more money, when the fear goes away, when the plan is perfect. But life doesn't wait for you to feel ready. Growth doesn't wait for the perfect time. The truth is, if you keep waiting for ideal conditions, you'll miss the power of using what you already have. You don't need to be someone else to begin. You don't need to be richer, smarter, or more connected. You need to be willing. That's what it takes. The willingness to use what's already in your hands. The willingness to show up, even if you're not sure how it will all play out. The willingness to do something today, even if it's small. That's where real change begins. And that's where most people fall behind, not because they don't have potential, but because they're waiting for a life that hasn't arrived yet. If you don't respect what you have now, you won't handle more later. Many people say they want more. More freedom, more opportunities, more results. But they're not taking care of what's already in front of them. They waste the hours they have. They dismiss the chances they get. They don't push themselves with what they've already been given. And then they wonder why nothing is changing. The truth is, if you don't make something out of a little, you won't make something out of a lot. Success begins when you stop blaming what you don't have and start using what you do. That's a mindset shift. It's when you stop focusing on the gap and start focusing on the ground beneath your feet. Because the place you're standing right now, that's your starting line. Not tomorrow, not some distant version of your life, right now. That's where you begin. You don't need to wait until your fear disappears. You just need to take action while it's still there. Courage is not the absence of fear, it's the decision to keep going with it sitting beside you. People delay action because they think small steps don't matter. But small steps are the only way anything great has ever been built. Nobody wakes up one day at the top. They climb, they move inch by inch. They fail, they learn, they start again. And the reason they grow is because they don't waste time waiting to feel confident. They don't wait to be fully prepared. They just begin. They do what they can. They use what they have. They trust that starting now is better than waiting forever. Look around you. Look at your life. There are things you can work on right now. You can improve your focus. You can manage your time better. You can train your mind. You can build your discipline. You can start learning something new. You can stop wasting hours on things that don't matter. None of that needs permission. None of that requires a big budget or perfect resources. What it requires is your decision to stop sitting still. Every single person who built something worth remembering started with less than they wanted. That's part of the journey. You're not supposed to have everything figured out at the start. You're not supposed to have every answer. You are supposed to move. You are supposed to take responsibility for the moment you're in. That's where your power lives, in doing what you can with what you have, instead of complaining about what you don't. It's easy to say, I'll start when it feels right. It's harder to say, it doesn't feel right, but I'll start anyway. And yet that second choice is what transforms people. That's the decision that leads to progress. Because if you only act when everything is easy, you'll never build strength, you'll never build grit, you'll never know what you're really capable of. There's always a reason to delay, there's always an excuse that sounds logical, but excuses don't build anything, excuses don't produce results, they only keep you stuck, and the longer you wait, the heavier the regret becomes. Not because time is running out, but because deep down, you know you could have been further by now. Starting small doesn't mean thinking small. It means being smart. It means understanding that big results come from consistent effort, not dramatic action. It means being humble enough to start where you are and strong enough to keep going even when no one is watching. The world may not clap for you on day one, but if you stay consistent, people will start to notice. More importantly, you'll start to notice. You'll see yourself growing, you'll feel yourself changing, and that is more valuable than any outside recognition. If you want to think big, then you've got to stop underestimating small steps. Ethic Cress. Start with one habit. Start with one task. Start with one change in your routine. Start with 5 minutes of discipline. Start with cleaning your space. Start with learning something useful. You don't need to do everything at once. You just need to stop doing nothing. There is no perfect version of you waiting in the future. There is only the real you, right now, with a choice. You either start building or you start breaking. You either take control or you give it away. And you can't blame your past forever. You can't keep using your pain as a reason to pause your progress. The world doesn't slow down when you feel stuck, so you have to keep moving anyway. Even if you're tired, move. Even if you're unsure, move. Even if you don't feel ready, move. Because doing something, however small, is always better than standing still and hoping. And the moment you begin, the energy changes, your mind shifts, your confidence grows, your belief strengthens. You feel alive again, not because everything is perfect, but because you're finally in motion. Don't look at where someone else is and think you're behind. You're not behind. You're just getting started. Their path is not your path. Their timing is not your timing. What matters is what you do with the next 24 hours. That's where your life is shaped. That's where your momentum is built. In today, not someday. Act like your current life matters, because it does. Every choice you make is writing the story of your future. So if you keep saying not now, one day you'll run out of chances, and you'll look back and wish you had done more with what you had. Don't let that be your story. Start now. Start with what you've got. Start, even if it's messy. Start, even if it's slow. Just start. Because once you begin, something powerful happens. You stop doubting as much. You stop waiting for others to give you permission. You stop wasting time. You realize you never needed everything to begin. You just needed the guts to begin without it. And when you do, you become someone new. You become the type of person who makes progress without perfect conditions. The type of person who builds while others complain. The type of person who takes control, no matter how small the steps may be. That's how the rich think. That's how the successful act. They use what they have. They work from the ground up. They don't sit back and wait for everything to line up. They move, they adapt, they act like they're responsible for what happens next. And because of that, they grow faster. They rise higher. They get ahead because they don't waste what they've been given. So take a deep breath, look at your life, not with judgment, with awareness. See where you are, accept it, and then ask yourself, what can I do with this moment? Not tomorrow, not next year, now. What's one step I can take that makes me stronger today? And then do it. Keep doing it. Keep showing up. Keep proving to yourself that you don't need more. You need to do more with what's already in your hands. Because the power is not in what you're waiting for. The power is in what you're doing now. Start there. And never stop.
Chapter 3. Move daily even when nothing feels exciting or new. Most people want growth, but they only move when it feels good. They only take action when they're motivated, inspired, or excited. But the truth is, if you only act when it feels exciting, you'll never build anything that lasts. The people who win aren't the ones who move fast once in a while. They're the ones who move daily, even when nothing around them feels special. even when progress is quiet, even when the results aren't visible. That kind of daily movement is what separates the ones who make it from the ones who don't. Success isn't built on hype, it's built on habits. And habits aren't always thrilling, they're often boring. They don't always give you a rush, but they give you strength. They give you control, they give you results that compound over time. And that's the part most people never understand. They think they're stuck, but what's really happening is that they've trained themselves to stop moving the moment excitement disappears. If you want a better life, you need to show up for it daily, not occasionally. Your future isn't shaped by one big day. It's shaped by all the ordinary days, when you did what you said you'd do, even when you didn't feel like it. You see, feelings come and go, but discipline holds the line. When nothing feels exciting, your habits are either carrying you forward or dragging you backward. A lot of people expect to feel something new every day. They expect the journey to stay fresh, but that's not how transformation works. Real progress feels repetitive. It feels quiet. It feels slow, but that doesn't mean it isn't working. What you do on the days when you feel nothing, those are the days that shape you. Not because the world sees your effort, but because you prove to yourself that your goals mean more than your mood. You don't need to be inspired to get up early. You don't need fireworks to focus. You don't need motivation to make your bed, read a page, go for a walk, or work on your skills. You just need to remember why you started. You need to hold yourself to the standard you said you believed in. That's how confidence is built. Not through bursts of energy, but through steady effort. Most people are addicted to newness. They want everything to feel different all the time. They want variety. They want to feel something strong before they act. But people who win at life don't chase feelings. They stay committed. They keep doing what works. Even when the feeling disappears, they move like it matters. They move like consistency is the goal, not excitement. Every single day that you wake up and move, you're casting a vote for the person you want to become. You may not see the result today. You may not get a reward tomorrow. But the impact is real. Discipline builds trust in yourself, and that trust carries you through the hard seasons when nothing seems to be changing. If you don't move daily, your mind starts slipping, your standards drop, your self-belief fades, and the hardest part isn't starting again. It's dealing with the weight of knowing you could have kept going, but chose not to. That regret doesn't show up immediately. But it grows silently. You feel it when you look at your life and see no movement. You feel it when you notice others growing, and you've stayed the same. Movement is your responsibility, not the world's, not your environment's, not your circumstances. It's yours. No matter how you feel, the clock doesn't stop. And if you keep waiting for the right mood, you'll give your power away to something you can't control. Your emotions are not a schedule. Your growth should not depend on your energy levels. If you want real strength, you've got to move on days when it feels like nothing's working. And here's what most people don't realize. Those days when everything feels dry, those days when there's no energy and no noise, those are the days that shape character. That's when you're either building mental toughness or breaking it down. That's when you find out who you really are. Because anybody can move when life feels exciting. But the ones who move when it's not, that's discipline. That's power. That's long-term success. Don't let your feelings decide the quality of your day. If you know what matters to you, then you know what needs to be done. Whether you feel ready or not, whether it's exciting or not, you don't need a perfect mood to take action. You need a decision that your life matters too much to keep pausing it for something as fragile as daily emotion. Every successful person you admire has done one thing consistently. They've moved daily. They've stuck with their craft. They've shown up when it was hard. They've stayed with routines when the thrill wore off. and they didn't get bored and walk away. They built momentum. They built system. They built resilience. Not because every day was great, but because they chose to move anyway. You can have the same power in your own life, but you have to decide. You have to say to yourself, even if this feels repetitive, I'll keep going. Because repetition builds mastery. Repetition builds habits. Repetition creates a life that doesn't fall apart every time your energy drops. If you always need motivation, you'll never be free. You'll always be at the mercy of how you feel. Stop giving your progress away to the days that don't feel perfect. Progress is not supposed to be a high. It's supposed to be built brick by brick. Most of those bricks are laid on regular, quiet, uneventful days. That's the reality. That's the work. You don't need a breakthrough to earn your growth. You need routine. You need you need to wake up and move again and again. Without asking, do I feel like it today? And when you do that, you get stronger. You stop depending on hype. You become the kind of person who doesn't quit when things get boring. You stop needing to be entertained by your own life. And you start building a life that works one habit at a time. Don't underestimate what daily movement does for your mental health. You feel better about yourself when you do the things you said you would. You gain pride. You build momentum. You stop overthinking. You stop doubting. You start trusting yourself again. And that self-trust is worth more than any burst of temporary motivation. There's a deep kind of peace that comes from knowing you did what you could with what you had. Even when you didn't feel up to it. Even when no one noticed. Even when there was no applause. That's the kind of life that compounds into something powerful. Not fast. Not flashy. But real. If you keep chasing novelty, you'll keep resetting your growth. You'll keep quitting every time it gets quiet. But if you choose discipline, if you choose routine, if you choose to move through the stillness, you'll build something solid. Something that doesn't disappear the moment life gets slow. That's how strong people live. That's how successful people think. They don't need daily excitement to stay committed. They've trained themselves to keep going. And that training starts with you deciding right now that daily action matters more than daily emotion. So move today, even if it's slow, even if it's basic, even if it's nothing new. Just move. Stack one good decision on top of another. And if you do that long enough, you'll look back and see how much you've built without waiting for life to feel exciting first. That's how real change happens. That's how you win. Not once in a while. Not when it feels good. But every, no matter what.
Chapter 4. Control what you do instead of blaming what happens. Most people spend their entire life reacting. Something happens, and they respond by pointing fingers. They blame their boss, their childhood, the economy, the news, or even their own family. They waste time telling the world how unfair things are instead of asking themselves what they can control. And that's the problem. As long as you live in reaction mode, you give up your power, you stay stuck, you stay small, you stay frustrated because your energy is going in the wrong direction. You can't grow by blaming everything around you. Growth begins when you take responsibility for what you do with what happens. You can't always control what shows up, but you can always control what you do next. That's where the difference is made. Not in avoiding the storm, but in how you walk through it. You can't win at life if you keep handing your power to problems. You have to stop waiting for everything to change and start changing what you do. A lot of people think life is supposed to be fair, but life doesn't adjust itself based on how you feel. It doesn't pause to comfort you when things get rough. The world keeps moving, and if you keep blaming the world, you're going to be left behind. Blame feels good in the moment, but it does nothing for your future. It just delays your progress. It keeps you bitter. It feeds the part of you that wants to avoid responsibility. But here's the truth. Your habits are louder than your excuses. Your actions speak louder than your story.
You can talk about what hurt you, but what matters is what you're doing about it now. The people who grow are not the ones who had it easiest. They're the ones who made a decision not to be controlled by what happened. They took control of what they could and used that as fuel to move forward. When you blame, you stay emotionally stuck in the past. You keep reliving what went wrong instead of creating what can go right. And you miss the fact that every day is giving you a chance to act differently. You don't have to repeat your past. You don't have to wait for someone to fix things for you. You have choices. You have power, but only if you stop throwing it away by blaming everything except yourself. You are not your pain. You are not your past. You are not the worst thing that happened to you. But if you keep blaming what happened, you keep carrying it with you, and it will weigh you down. You can't walk into your future if both hands are full of anger, regret, and resentment. You have to let that go, not for them, but for you. Because holding on to blame won't change the past, and it won't fix your future. It will just steal your peace. Control what you do. That's where your strength lives. In your response. In your choices. In your discipline. Life is going to test you. People will disappoint you. Plans will fall apart. But what matters is what you do next. You can shut down, or you can show up. You can complain, or you can get better. You can break down, or you can build. Those are your decisions. And your decisions shape your life more than any event ever could. You don't need perfect circumstances to take control. You need the courage to stop blaming them. That's when your mindset starts changing. That's when you start feeling alive again. Not because everything is working out, but because you're not a victim of everything anymore. You're not controlled by what didn't go your way. You're driven by what you choose to do with it now. That's what rich thinking looks like. Rich in mindset, rich in self-control, rich in ownership. The people who win don't live in blame. They live in action. They face hard facts without letting those facts define them. They admit what's broken, but they also fix it. They fall, but they get up. And they keep adjusting. They keep showing up. They keep building their life from the inside out. If you want to feel stronger, stop waiting for everything to be easier. That day might never come. But what can change today is your attitude toward what you face. The way you wake up. The way you speak to yourself. The way you treat your responsibilities. That's where your power starts. Not in wishing for less difficulty, but in choosing more accountability. People will do wrong. Life will be unfair. But how long are you going to talk about it? How long are you going to let it define your day? Every time you blame someone else, you put them in charge of your emotions. You hand over your ability to grow. And the longer you stay there, the more bitter you become. But when you decide that your life belongs to you, everything changes. You can't rewrite your past, but you can rewrite your direction. That's the gift of being human. You can learn, you can shift, you can break patterns. But none of that happens until you stop making excuses and start taking ownership. You have to say, yes, this happened, but I'm not stopping here. That's where your future begins. Take a good look at your life. What parts have you been blaming others for? What parts are you waiting for someone else to fix? What responsibilities have you been avoiding? Start there, not with shame, but with clarity. You can't change what you don't face. And you can't grow until you own what's yours to change. This is how transformation works. It doesn't come from blaming your way through life. It comes from deciding that no matter what happened, you're still in charge of what happens next. And that's not always easy. But it's always worth it. Because with control comes peace. With ownership comes power. And with action comes progress. You don't need to feel strong to take control. You just need to stop feeding the habit of blaming everything outside of you. Start small. Take back one area of your life today. Stop waiting for permission. Stop hoping things will magically improve. They won't. Not unless you take the lead. Build the habit of responding, not reacting. Reacting is emotional. It's fast. It's loud, but it rarely helps. Responding is intentional. It's thoughtful. It's mature. And it gets results. If someone disrespects you, you choose how you handle it. If a plan fails, you choose your next step. If you make a mistake, you choose how you correct it. That's what growth looks like in real time. You don't control the weather, but you can carry an umbrella. You don't control other people, but you can protect your peace. You don't control the market, but you can manage your money wisely. Focus on what you can do, not on what others didn't do. That's the path to strength. The more you control your actions, the better your life becomes. Your self-respect grows, your confidence builds, your outcomes improve, and you stop living in reaction to what life throws at you. You begin to lead your life instead of just surviving it. That's where fulfillment lives. Not in avoiding all problems, but in knowing you can handle them when they come. So stop blaming. Start owning. And don't just say it. Live it. Speak differently. Act with purpose. Hold yourself to a higher standard. Because the moment you do, you stop being a prisoner of your past and start becoming the leader of your future. You were never meant to stay stuck. You were meant to take charge. And it starts the moment you take full control of what you do, no matter what happens. Chapter 5. Act like your name and future are on the line. Every single action you take is building your reputation. Whether you realize it or not, people are watching the way you live, the way you speak, the way you work, and the way you handle pressure. And more importantly, you are watching yourself. Every choice you make tells your future self whether you are serious or just pretending. That's why you must act like your name and your future are on the line, because they are. The way you show up today is directly shaping the life you'll have tomorrow. Not just your results, but your identity, your confidence, your reputation, and your level of respect for yourself. Most people don't act like their name matters. They cut corners. They half-finish things. They break their own promises. They treat their day like it doesn't count. But it does count. Every day counts. Every hour is a vote for who you are becoming. And when you move without care, you create a pattern of being someone who takes their life lightly. That pattern becomes normal, and before you know it, you've built a version of yourself that doesn't take ownership of anything. That's not how success is built. Acting like your name is on the line means you treat your life seriously, not with pressure, but with purpose. You stop doing things for show and start doing them with integrity. You follow through, you stay focused, you raise your standards, not to impress anyone, but because you know your choices are writing your story. You carry your name with pride, and you stop entertaining anything that doesn't reflect the future you want. If someone asked you what you stand for, what would you say? Would you have a clear answer, or would you hesitate? Would you say discipline, respect, growth, accountability? Or would you scramble for words because you've never really thought about it? If your name means something to you, then you act like it. You don't hide. You don't make excuses. You live in a way that shows the world, and more importantly yourself, that you are serious about your direction. The future doesn't come from one big move. It comes from consistent choices that reflect who you say you want to be. Every time you show up on time, you're honoring your name. Every time you finish what you started, you're building trust with yourself. Every time you stay focused instead of distracted, you're reinforcing your future. These things matter, and when you treat them like they don't, your results will reflect that. Stop living like nobody's watching. You're always watching. You see what you do when no one else is around. You see how you speak when it's just you and your thoughts. You see what habits you're feeding. You see whether you're pushing yourself or playing small. And over time, you either build pride or regret. That's the truth. There's no in-between. You're either building a name you respect, or you're ignoring the responsibility of becoming who you were meant to be. Think of people you admire. They didn't get there by accident. They built a reputation through action. They created consistency. They stayed committed. They didn't take shortcuts. And even if no one applauded them along the way, they kept moving. Because they knew that when the world finally noticed, their name would be backed by real substance, not talk, not hype, but work. You can build that too. But it starts with how you treat today. When you wake up, ask yourself this. What would the strongest version of me do today? Not what's easiest, not what's comfortable, but what's right. What aligns with the future I'm building? What decisions protect my name? What actions build my confidence? That mindset changes everything. You stop wasting time. You stop lowering your standards to fit in. You stop living for approval. You start living on purpose. You have one name, one identity, one chance to prove to yourself that you can live with excellence. Don't treat it lightly. Don't act like today is just another day. It's not. It's a chance to prove to yourself that you're not here to coast. You're here to build. You're here to lead. You're here to become someone you're proud of. Most people won't understand this mindset. They'll say it's too serious, too intense. But those same people will complain about their results. They'll wonder why nothing is changing. It's because they don't act like their actions matter. But they do. Your habits are building your future. The way you handle small things is how you'll handle big things. And if you treat daily life like it's optional, don't be surprised when your goals stay out of reach. You can't cheat your way into greatness. You have to earn it, every day. With action. With consistency. With effort. And yes, it's hard, but the price of discipline is far less than the cost of regret. You don't want to wake up 10 years from now realizing you could have done more, should have done more, but you didn't because you were waiting for motivation, or approval, or the perfect time. Act like your future is watching you because it is. The life you're going to live is being shaped by the decisions you're making right now. If you keep skipping the work, that future doesn't show up. If you keep quitting early, those results don't arrive. If you keep treating your goals like a hobby, you won't experience real change. It's not enough to want it. You have to move like it matters. You can't borrow belief from others forever. At some point you have to believe in yourself enough to act without applause, to show up when no one's watching. To take the next step when it's uncomfortable, that's how identity is built, that's how winners are made. Not in perfect conditions, but in quiet, consistent effort. Every time you choose effort over ease, you're honoring your name. Every time you do what's hard instead of what's quick, you're building something real. Every time you stay focused when others are distracted, you're proving that your future matters to you. This isn't about ego, it's about responsibility. It's about rising to your own standard. It's about being someone whose actions are worth remembering. And this doesn't mean you have to be perfect. You're going to mess up. You're going to have days where you fall short. That's human. But what matters is how you respond. Do you own it? Do you learn from it? Do you come back stronger? Or do you use it as another excuse to lower your standard? That's the difference. Not perfection, but persistence. not image, but integrity. You don't need a fancy title to live with excellence, you just need to care. You need to care enough to do your best work, to speak with honesty, to treat people with respect, to make choices that protect your future. Because one day, you'll look back at your life and ask yourself, did I show up the way I wanted to? Did I carry my name with pride? Did I make the kind of decisions that built something meaningful? Make sure your answer is yes. Make sure you're not wasting your time chasing empty rewards while your character falls apart. Make sure your effort matches your dreams. Make sure your standards match your vision. That's what it means to act like your name and future on the line. You treat your life like it counts, because it does. You treat your work like it matters, because it does. You treat your habits like they shape your reality, because they do. This is your time. No one is going to live it for you. No one is going to build your name. No one is going to protect your reputation. That's your job. And the sooner you take it seriously, the faster your life begins to change. Not overnight, but with steady, focused, deliberate effort. Day by day. Hour by hour. That's how you win. That's how you grow. That's how you lead yourself into a future that reflects who you really are. So act like it matters. Act like you matter. Not someday. Today. Right now. Make every step count. Not just for the results, but for your name, for your future, for the legacy you're writing, one decision at a time.
Chapter 6. Handle money with the respect you wish to earn. Money is one of the most misunderstood tools in life. People either chase it blindly or ignore it completely. But neither approach builds real wealth. The truth is, how you handle money says a lot about how much you respect yourself and your future. If you treat money like a game, it will treat you like one. But if you handle it with care, with purpose, and with respect, it will begin to respond to you differently. It will grow. It will support you. It will give you freedom. Not because it appeared suddenly, but because you were responsible with what you already had. Most people wait until they have more money to start managing it wisely. But that mindset never works. It doesn't matter how much you earn if you don't know how to control what you keep. If you waste a little, you'll waste a lot. If you ignore your habits when your income is small, they'll only get worse when your income grows. Wealth is not about how much comes in, it's about how much you respect what stays and what you do with it. If you want to earn more, start by honoring what you already have. Track it, manage it, protect it, use it with purpose. Don't throw it away on things that don't matter and expect it to reward you. That's not how this works. Money flows where it is valued. It stays where it is respected. If you treat it carelessly, it will always slip through your fingers no matter how much you make. Respecting money means you understand it has a role in your life. It's not your identity, but it supports your future. It's not your self-worth, but it reflects your values. The way you spend reveals what you prioritize. The way you save shows how much you care about your future. The way you invest reveals how much you believe in building something bigger than your next paycheck. If you want to earn the respect of wealth, you have to treat money with the same level of seriousness you treat your health, your goals, and your time. There's no room for a casual relationship with money if you want to succeed. You can't be careless during the week and expect abundance by the weekend. That's not how growth happens. Financial strength is earned through discipline. It's the result of making smart decisions when it's hard. Saying no to temporary pleasures because you're building long-term peace. Choosing to live below your means so you can rise above your limits. That's the mindset shift, and it's not always comfortable. But it works.
Look at the way you use money right now. Are you thoughtful with it, or are you impulsive? Do you know where it goes every month, or are you just guessing? Do you make your money work for you, or do you work for it your entire life? These questions matter, because the habits you build now are setting the tone for everything that comes next. If you're not tracking, you're not leading. If you're not planning, you're not protecting. If you're not growing, you're staying stuck. You don't need to be rich to start acting rich in your habits. You need structure. You need focus. You need to take responsibility for every dollar that enters your life. That means knowing how much you spend, how much you save, and what you're doing to build for the future. That means being intentional with your choices, not living off credit, not buying to impress, not treating money like it has no meaning. It means deciding that every financial move you make is either helping or hurting your freedom. If you're in debt, respect money enough to get out of it. If you're overspending, respect yourself enough to stop. If you're ignoring your financial health, respect your goals enough to pay attention. There is no wealth without awareness. There is no freedom without responsibility. You can't wish your way into a better situation. You've got to manage your way there. And that means showing up even when it's uncomfortable. Even when the numbers don't look good. Even when you feel behind. Your future is not shaped by how much you earn. It's shaped by how much you protect, manage and grow. You can make a small income powerful if you handle it right. And you can ruin a big income if you ignore the basics. Don't fall into the trap of thinking more money will fix bad habits. It won't. In fact, it will expose them. If you don't respect your current resources, you won't be trusted with more. Handling money with respect also means understanding it's not just for survival. It's for creating options. It's for building choices. It's for giving you the ability to say yes or no without fear. That's real freedom. And that freedom doesn't come from luck. It comes from daily effort, from being patient, from being smart when others are being reckless, from planning while others are wasting, from saving when others are spending. That's how you get ahead. Not by waiting for more, but by doing more with what you've got now. If you want to act like the rich, study what they do. They track their money. They invest in things that grow. They avoid debt unless it works in their favor. They don't throw money away on every emotion that shows up. They separate their feelings from their financial behavior. That's wisdom. And it's available to you, but only if you stop treating money like an afterthought. You can start building wealth right now. Not someday. Not after a promotion. Not after some miracle. Now. By being honest with yourself. By cutting what's not necessary. By putting a system in place, by learning about money instead of fearing it. Financial knowledge is power. The more you learn, the more control you gain. The more control you gain, the better choices you make. And better choices lead to better results. Don't wait until life forces you to get serious. Don't wait until you're in a financial hole. Don't wait until stress hits and you feel trapped. Start now. Start while things are manageable. Start with the next decision you make today. Because every small move adds up. Every smart choice multiplies. Every moment of discipline builds the future you've been talking about. You deserve to live without fear about your finances. But that freedom is earned, and it starts with respect. Respect your money the way you want others to respect your work, your goals and your time. Treat it like it's valuable, because it is, not just in number, but in meaning. It's tied to your habits, it reflects your thinking, it shapes your lifestyle. And don't confuse being responsible with being afraid. Being careful doesn't mean you're lacking. It means you're intentional. It means you're in control. It means you're thinking ahead, instead of living in chaos. That kind of mindset changes everything. You walk with more confidence. You make decisions with less pressure. You give with more peace. And you build a future with less fear. So ask yourself, do your actions match the kind of financial future you say you want? Are you building? Or just talking? Are you growing? Or just spending? Are you planning or just hoping? Hope is not a strategy. And emotion is not a plan. You need structure. You need clarity. You need discipline. That's what builds wealth that lasts. Don't waste your time chasing things that look rich but keep you broke. Don't spend to impress people who don't care about your future. Don't ignore your bank account and expect it to grow. Own your money like you own your name. Lead it. Guide it. Protect it. And build something that doesn't fall apart the moment life throws you a challenge. Handling money with respect doesn't require perfection. It requires maturity. It requires decisions made with thought instead of impulse. It requires living with vision instead of just emotion. And it requires understanding that your money is your responsibility. No matter how much or how little you have right now, this is your foundation. This is your control. This is your freedom. And it starts with you. Handle your money with the respect you wish to earn. And one day it will return that respect in the form of peace, stability, opportunity, and freedom. Not by accident, not overnight, but by choice. Daily, consistently, quietly, and powerfully, just like anything that truly lasts.
Chapter 7. Copy the routines of people already living your goals. If there's one shortcut in life that works, it's learning from people who are already living the life you want. The fastest way to grow is not guessing your way through change. It's modeling those who've already walked the road. When you copy the routines of people who have your goals, you give yourself a structure that's already proven. You avoid years of mistakes. You remove confusion. You stop wasting time on what doesn't matter. You stop starting over. You begin learning what actually works. That's how progress happens. Not through random effort, but through focused repetition of what successful people are already doing. Most people think success is hidden behind some secret or special luck. It's not. Success is found in the little things people do every day, the routines they follow, the habits they keep, the way they treat time, the way they show up, the standards they hold. The structure of their day is the structure of their success. And when you pay attention, you start noticing the patterns. You start understanding that successful people don't move through life by accident. They have systems, they have schedules, they have consistency, and they don't leave their future up to chance. You don't need to figure it all out alone. You just need to find people who've already done it and study what they do. How do they start their day? What do they avoid? How do they protect their energy? What do they read? Who do they spend time with? What do they track? How do they handle problems? These questions matter more than you think, because the answers don't just show you how they think, they show you what actions got them there. It's not about copying someone's lifestyle, it's about copying their discipline, their habits, their thinking patterns, their system. Because no matter what field you're in, high performance always comes from structure, and structure comes from habit. If you want to win, don't just admire winners, do what they do, watch how they live, pay attention to how they prepare, study how they recover when things go wrong. Because success leaves clues, and you're either picking them up or walking past them. The people who get ahead aren't always the most talented. They're the most consistent, and that consistency is built into their daily life. They don't rise and fall based on how they feel.
They follow routines that keep them grounded, focused, and in motion. That's not luck, that's intention. And if you want results like theirs, you need routines like theirs. You can't expect their outcomes if you're not willing to copy their process. You can't expect growth if you're still clinging to your comfort. If your current habits haven't brought you the life you want, it's time to replace them with habits that have already worked for someone else. This isn't about being original, it's about being effective. You don't get points for struggling on your own. You grow by being smart enough to follow a path that's already been built. Find someone who lives with discipline. Study someone who uses their time wisely. Pay attention to people who live with purpose, not just popularity. The right mentor doesn't need to know your name. You can learn from books. You can learn from interviews. You can learn from how they structure their time. Information is everywhere now. There's no excuse to stay stuck in old habits when better ones are already out there waiting to be applied. Don't just scroll through people's lives. Study them. Take notes. Ask why they do what they do. Don't focus on the highlight reels. Look at the routines behind the scenes. What time do they wake up? What's the first thing they do when the day starts? How do they keep their mind sharp? What's their focus like? What do they eliminate to make room for growth? These are the kinds of questions that give you real power, because they help you stop guessing and start aligning. You can start small. Copy how they plan their week. Copy how they stay organized. Copy how they reflect at the end of the day. Copy how they protect their focus. You don't need to change everything overnight. You need to build one solid habit at a time. The goal is to develop your own rhythm based on principles that already work. That's how you create change that lasts. People waste years trying to reinvent the wheel when the blueprint is already out there. There are people who have built businesses, improved their health, changed their mindset, and mastered their focus. Instead of wondering how they did it, study what they did. If someone has done what you want to do, your job is to observe, extract, and apply. Not just once, every day, until those patterns become your own. You'll know you're making progress when the habits you had to force at first start becoming automatic. When waking up early isn't painful anymore. When saying no to distractions becomes natural. When planning your day becomes normal, that's when you know you've shifted. And that shift doesn't happen by accident, it happens by repeating what works. There is no shame in copying success. There is wisdom in it. Because every strong person you admire once followed someone else's lead. Nobody starts at the top. They build their way there. And often, they build using the tools they borrowed from those who came before them. The only difference is that they didn't just learn, they applied. They didn't just listen, they followed through. You're not too late. You're not too far behind. But you have to make a decision to stop doing things your way if your way hasn't worked. You've got to replace your pride with discipline. Replace your doubts with action. Replace your randomness with structure. That's how you create change. That's how you get real traction. And that's how you start living in alignment with your highest goals. You're not copying a person. You're copying a pattern of excellence, a system of results, a path that's been tested. That's the difference. You're not trying to be them. You're using what they've already proven to build something that fits your life. And once it becomes your own, you'll build your unique version of success. But it will be grounded in truth, not guesswork. The right routines will save you years. They'll protect your energy. They'll sharpen your thinking. They'll give you a clear foundation to build on. And when life throws challenges your way, it's those routines that keep you moving, that keep you focused, that remind you what you're building. Without them, you're at the mercy of your emotions. But with them, you're in control of your progress. This is what it means to grow with intention. To stop hoping and start executing. To stop wondering and start replicating. To stop making excuses and start studying what worked. That's how success becomes predictable. That's how confidence is built. And that's how you stop wasting time trying to figure it all out from scratch. Your goals are not impossible. You're not dreaming too big. You just haven't adopted the routines of someone who's already made it happen. But you can. Starting today. Study, copy, apply, and repeat. That's how change begins. Not through force, but through structure. Not through emotion, but through consistency. Not through luck, but through learning. The proof is already out there. The systems exist. The routines are public. The lessons are available. The only question is, are you willing to follow through? Are you willing to put your ego aside and learn from someone else's path? Are you willing to trade guessing for structure? Because the answer you're looking for is already in someone else's daily habits. And if you're humble enough to copy them and disciplined enough to apply them, you'll build the life you keep saying you want. Not someday, but step by step. Right now.
Chapter 8. Say no to things that waste your inner energy. Your energy is your most valuable resource, not money, not time, not knowledge. Energy, because if you don't have energy, you can't think clearly, you can't work consistently, and you can't handle life with strength. Yet most people give it away without even noticing. They say yes to everything. They let people drain them. They let noise distract them. They tolerate drama. They argue about things that don't matter. They waste hours on habits that lead nowhere. And they wonder why they feel exhausted, confused, and unmotivated. It's not because life is harder for them. It's because they've allowed too much of the wrong stuff in. You must learn to say no, not to everything, but to the things that drain you and lead you away from who you're trying to become. Every choice you make is either feeding your energy or draining it. And if you don't protect your energy, don't expect to have any left for the things that actually matter. This isn't about being rude or distant. It's about being responsible. Because your goals need energy. Your growth needs energy. Your healing, your discipline, your progress, it all requires energy. You can't keep living like your energy is unlimited. It's not. You wake up with a certain amount every day, and if you give it away carelessly, you'll have nothing left for what truly deserves your focus. You'll feel burnt out and you won't know why. You'll think you need more motivation, but what you actually need is fewer distractions. You'll think you're stuck, but really you've just been spending too much time on people and situations that don't align with your values. People think success is only about doing more, but it's also about doing less, less of the stuff that doesn't push you forward. You have to make a decision to cut out what's stealing your peace. That might mean saying no to pointless conversations. That might mean ignoring negativity. That might mean deleting apps that eat your focus. That might mean distancing yourself from people who pull you back into old habits. This isn't being cold. This is maturity. You're not here to please everyone. You're here to grow. And growth requires clarity. You have to be able to recognize when something feels off, not just on the outside, but inside. Your energy doesn't lie. If you leave a conversation feeling drained, pay attention. If a habit makes you feel worse, take note. If being around someone steals your focus, that's a sign. Stop explaining it away. Stop telling yourself it's just a phase. Protect your mind the same way you'd protect your house, because once the wrong things get in, they're hard to remove. It's not your job to carry every problem. It's not your responsibility to entertain every request. Just because someone asks, doesn't mean you have to say yes. Just because something looks exciting, doesn't mean it's right for you. You need to be selective. You need to filter. You need to ask, is this helping me become stronger?
If the answer is no, then your answer should also be no. People will try to test your boundaries. Life will throw distractions at you. The world will always have something loud and urgent to offer. But you can't afford to say yes to everything. You have to be clear on what matters. You have to guard your focus like it's gold, because it is. Without it, you'll keep starting over. You'll keep resetting your habits. You'll keep wondering why nothing sticks. When you learn to say no to the things that waste your energy, you begin to feel a shift. Your mind clears up, your schedule opens, your priorities sharpen, you stop rushing, you start feeling present, you stop reacting, you start choosing. That's where real peace comes from, not from doing everything, but from doing the right things with a clear mind. Don't feel guilty for protecting your space. Don't apologize for saying no to something that doesn't feel aligned. This is your life. This is your focus. This is your direction. And you are allowed to protect it without explaining yourself. Anyone who truly respects your growth will understand that you need to say no sometimes. They'll honor your boundaries. They'll support your decision. The only people who get offended by your boundaries are the ones who benefited from you not having any. Start paying attention to what lifts you and what drains you. Notice the habits that leave you tired for no reason. Notice the people who constantly complain but never grow. Notice how you feel after scrolling endlessly. Notice what happens when you spend your time proving yourself instead of improving yourself. These are the things that eat away at your inner energy. They don't seem dangerous at first, but over time they leave you feeling disconnected from your own goals. Every yes you give to something meaningless is a no to something important. Every hour spent in the wrong place is an hour lost from the right one. You can't get that time back, but you can start using it better. You can start treating your energy with more respect. You can start giving yourself permission to disconnect from the noise and reconnect with your purpose. This is where the strong separate themselves, not in how much they do, but in how well they choose. They don't waste effort on things that don't match their goals. They don't explain their peace to people who don't value it. They don't chase every invitation or react to every distraction. They stay focused. They stay grounded. They keep their energy guarded. That's not luck. That's discipline. Start creating space for what matters. Say no to mindless entertainment if it's stealing your sleep. Say no to gossip if it's making you negative. Say no to environments that leave you feeling small. Say no to overcommitting if it's wearing you down. Say no to being everything for everyone. Say yes to your peace. Say yes to your growth. Say yes to the kind of energy that helps you move forward, not backward. When your energy is aligned with your goals, your whole life starts shifting. You stop chasing. You start attracting. You stop doubting. You start believing. Not because everything is perfect, but because you're no longer pulled in every direction. You've chosen your lane. You've decided what deserves your effort. You've built a wall around your focus, and that wall gives you strength. Protecting your energy is not about isolation. It's about intention. It's about creating a life that supports your purpose, and that requires saying no, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's unpopular, even when people don't understand. You don't owe your energy to everyone. You owe it to your goals, your values, and the life you're trying to build. There will always be noise. There will always be options. But your job is to rise above the noise and choose what feeds your future. That's how you grow. That's how you stay consistent. That's how you stay mentally and emotionally sharp. Not by doing more, but by doing less of the wrong things. You won't feel guilty for protecting your energy when you see how much progress you make. You'll feel lighter. You'll move faster. You'll think clearer. You'll realize that the weight you were carrying wasn't from hard work. It was from unnecessary noise. And once that noise is gone, you finally get to hear your own voice again. The one that knows where you're going. the one that knows where you're going, the one that knows what you need, the one that leads you forward. Say no, not because you're too busy, but because you're too focused, not because you're selfish, but because you're self-aware, not because you're afraid, but because you've learned to value your energy. The right people will understand, the wrong ones will leave, and that's okay. Let them. Because the more you say no to what drains you, the more room you create for what builds you. And that's the goal: to live with clarity, to move with strength, to protect your mind, your heart, and your future. Not someday, starting now, with one no at a time.
Chapter 9. Trust, long-term effort, more than short-term motivation. Motivation feels good, but it doesn't last. It comes in waves. It shows up when things are exciting and disappears when things get uncomfortable. You can't build a life based on something that changes with your mood. That's why you have to trust long-term effort more than short-term motivation. Motivation might get you started, but it won't keep you going. Effort will. Commitment will. Discipline will. Real growth doesn't come from how you feel. It comes from what you do when the feeling is gone. Most people quit because they confuse excitement with readiness. They feel motivated one day, make big promises, set big goals, then disappear when the hard days show up. They think something's wrong with them because the feeling went away. But nothing's wrong. That's just how motivation works. It fades. That's why you need something stronger. Something steady. Something you can count on even when the spark dies down. And that's effort. Consistent, daily effort. You can't keep starting over every time the excitement fades. If you rely on motivation, you'll live in cycles. Start. Start again. Quit again. It's exhausting. And it leads nowhere. But if you lean on effort, you build momentum. You stay grounded. You keep showing up even when nothing feels fresh. That's what builds trust with yourself. Not promises. Not goals, but action. Real, daily action. Effort is honest. It doesn't care how you feel. It doesn't ask if you're in the mood. It shows up when you do. It grows when you stay committed. It pays off when you keep pushing, even when no one's watching. Effort isn't flashy, but it's powerful, because it builds habits, and habits build results, and results change lives. You don't need to feel like it every day. You just need to do it anyway. Some days you'll feel tired. Some days you'll feel off. Some days the results won't be there. But effort keeps the engine running. It keeps the fire alive. And eventually it brings the rewards that motivation promised, but never delivered. Motivation is like fuel on the surface. It burns fast. Effort is like a slow, steady flame. It doesn't rush. It just keeps going. And the longer it burns, the stronger it gets. You build something real when you stop chasing highs and start respecting the work. You gain peace when you stop waiting for motivation and start relying on your routine. The people who succeed didn't wake up excited every day. They woke up with a plan. They followed it, even when it was boring, even when it was hard. Even when they didn't see progress right away. That's the difference. Not talent, not energy, but effort. Repeated, refined, protected. Over time, you don't rise to your goals, you fall to your habits. And habits don't form from short bursts of energy. They're built through consistency, through showing up even when it feels pointless. Because that's when you're tested. That's when you're either proving you're committed or proving you're not. You don't need to be perfect. You need to be steady. People will ask you what keeps you going. It won't be motivation. It will be discipline. It will be the standard you set for yourself. The standard that says, I do this because it matters. Not because I feel good,
but because I'm building something better. That mindset gives you power. That mindset turns goals into systems and systems into outcomes. Stop waiting for the right feeling. It's not coming. The motivation you're waiting on might show up once in a while, but it's not reliable. What's reliable? What's reliable is effort. What's dependable is the structure you create. You can't count on motivation, but you can count on the habits you build from repeated effort. That's how strong people grow. Not with energy, but with intention. Motivation can lie to you. It makes you believe everything should be easy. That progress should feel exciting. That if something's hard, maybe it's not meant for you. But effort tells the truth. It shows you who you are. It shows you what matters to you. It builds something inside you that can't be taken away. When the feeling fades, the people who reach the top didn't get there on good days alone. They got there by moving through bad days. They didn't let fatigue decide their pace. They didn't let boredom decide their future. They let effort lead. And that's why they kept going when everyone else gave up. Every time you keep going when it's hard, you build resilience. You build mental strength. You build discipline. That's worth more than all the motivation in the world. Because once you become someone who moves no matter what, you're unstoppable. Not because things are easy, but because you've trained yourself to move anyway. Success is not a feeling, it's a system. It's a decision backed by repeated effort. That's what creates results you can trust. Not spikes of excitement, but steady work. And the beautiful thing is, anyone can choose effort. You don't need to be born with talent. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to commit, show up, repeat, adjust, grow. If you want to build a strong mind, let effort lead the way. If you want to create better habits, let consistency shape your day. If you want to feel proud, do the work even when nobody notices. That's how you build something that lasts. That's how you turn dreams into results. Not by waiting, but by doing. There will be days when it's hard to see progress. That's normal. That doesn't mean it's not working. Growth doesn't always announce itself. Sometimes it's silent. Sometimes it's silent. Sometimes it looks like nothing. But effort is always doing its job in the background. Stay with it. Keep stacking the work. Trust the process, even when the outcome is delayed. Don't waste energy trying to feel motivated. Use that energy to build a routine you don't have to think about. Wake up and move before your thoughts start talking you out of it. Follow through before doubt has a chance to speak. That's how you stay ahead. Not through hype, but through quiet discipline. When you trust effort, you take the pressure off your feeling. You no longer need the perfect mood to make progress. You just need a decision to honor your commitments. You stop waiting for external fire and start building your own. And that fire grows when you keep showing up, even when it doesn't feel good. That's how people build greatness, not by riding waves of motivation, but by planting seeds daily. Some days you'll see results, other days you won't. But the work is never wasted. It's building something beneath the surface. It's building you. It's shaping your mindset. It's turning effort into identity. Eventually, the work becomes part of who you are. You don't need reminders. You don't need hype. You move because it's what you do. That's the goal. To become someone whose actions aren't driven by mood, but by mission. Someone who moves not because it's easy, but because it's right. You don't need to rush. You need to stay. Stay in the process. Stay in the routine. Stay grounded. Stop chasing the high of motivation. And start respecting the power of steady movement. Because motivation is loud, but effort is loyal. Motivation is exciting, but effort is enduring. The question is not, do you feel like it? The question is, will you do it anyway? That's the difference between wishing and working, between dreaming and doing. between starting and finishing. Let that guide you. Let that be your edge. Because in a world full of people waiting for motivation, the ones who trust effort always rise.
Chapter 10. Build your day around actions that create real progress. Your day is either helping you move forward or keeping you stuck. The way you live each day is shaping your results, your mindset, your progress, and your future. If you're not intentional about how you use your time, you'll drift. You'll stay busy, but not productive. You'll feel like you're doing something, but you'll keep seeing the same results. That's why you have to build your day around actions that actually move you forward, not distractions, not noise, not habits that just burn time, but real, clear actions that push your life in the direction you say you want. Progress doesn't happen by accident, it's the result of choices made on purpose. If you don't plan your day will plan you. Something will always come up, someone will always ask for your attention. The world is full of things designed to pull you away from what matters. You must decide ahead of time where your energy goes. You can't afford to wake up and hope for productivity. You need structure. You need clarity. You need to build a day that reflects your priorities, not your distractions. Ask yourself, what does real progress look like for you right now? Not in theory. Not what sounds good to say. But what will actually move your life forward today? Is it learning a new skill? Is it building a habit? Is it cleaning up your finances? Is it finishing that thing you keep avoiding? The answer is different for everyone, but the principle is the same. Your day should be built around those answers. Around the work that moves you, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's slow. You can't get better by accident. You have to be deliberate. That means removing things that waste your time. It means saying no to tasks that look busy, but do nothing. It means cutting out scrolling that leaves you empty. It means choosing activities that leave you better than they found you. Because every hour you spend is either building something or avoiding something. There is no in-between. The people who make progress don't wait to feel ready. They don't build their day around how they feel. They build it around what they know matters. They wake up and do the work that counts, even when it's not exciting. They follow a routine that's shaped by intention, not emotion. They protect their time like it's gold, and that's why they grow. That's why they move forward, because they're not reacting, they're leading their life on purpose. You can start right now. Look at your current day. How much of it is spent doing things that actually matter? How much of it is designed to help you grow? And how much of it is just noise? If you're honest, you'll see the gaps, and that honesty is a gift, because once you see it, you can change it. You can build your day differently. You can stop trying to do everything, and start focusing on what truly moves the needle. Start with your mornings. Don't waste them. Don't begin your day reacting to everything around you. Start with clarity. Start with calm. Start with a few minutes that belong only to you. You don't need 2 hours. You need 15 minutes of focus. Read. Plan. Think. Move your body. Remind yourself of your vision. Then build your day from there. Not with what's urgent, but with what's important. Plan the top 3 things that will make your day feel successful. Not 10. Just 3. 3 actions that will move you forward. Write them down. Schedule them. Protect them. Don't let other people's priorities take them away from you. These 3 things should be non-negotiable, because when you complete them, you know you've moved the needle. You know the day mattered. You don't have to wonder if you wasted time. You'll know it was used well. Progress isn't about doing more. It's about doing what matters more often. Most people aren't lazy. They're just scattered.
They do a lot, but most of it doesn't move their life in any meaningful direction. They answer every message, say yes to every request, bounce between tasks, and finish the day wondering where the time went. That can't be you. You need to move differently. You need to be strategic, not cold, not rigid. Just focused. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to be consistent. Building your day around progress doesn't mean you eliminate joy or relaxation. It means you schedule your life with intention. You put the important things first. You don't wait until you're tired to work on your goals. You don't leave your growth to chance. You build it in. Like brushing your teeth, like eating. It becomes part of the rhythm of your life. Some days will go off track, that's normal. But the structure you build gives you something to return to. You don't spiral. You reset, because you know what matters. You know where your focus should go. And you've built habits that pull you back when life tries to push you off course. Think about your future self, the version of you you're trying to become. That person doesn't just appear one day. That person is built through daily decisions, through daily routines, through choosing progress over comfort, again and again. So ask yourself, does your current day reflect the life you say you want? Are your actions leading you closer or further away from your goals? The answers are in your calendar, in your choices, in your hours. You don't need a perfect schedule. You need a meaningful one. One that includes time for deep work, time for recovery, time for learning, time for reflection. You need a day that serves your mind, your body, and your future. That's how progress is created. Not in big leaps, in steady steps. The small things matter more than you think. Taking 10 minutes to learn something new, writing one page, moving your body, saying no to a time-wasting activity, having a focused conversation, saying thank you, finishing what you start. These things may seem small, but stacked daily, they build momentum, they build character, they build a life that works. You don't need more hours in the day, you need more direction in the ones you already have. Stop saying I'll do it later. Later turns into weeks, then months, then years. Start doing the things that will make you proud tonight when you go to bed. That's how you win the day. Not with perfection, with progress. And don't fall into the trap of doing what looks productive just to feel busy. That's not progress. Progress is doing the thing you've been avoiding. It's having the hard conversation. It's starting even when you don't feel like it. It's choosing the deep work instead of the easy scroll. It's finishing the task that matters, instead of starting a new one to feel busy. Your day is your vote. Every decision is a vote for the kind of life you want. Don't waste your vote on things that don't matter. Choose actions that build the future you talk about. And remember, real progress feels quiet. It doesn't always give you instant results. But it gives you something more powerful. It gives you alignment. The feeling that your time was spent on things that actually matter. This is your time. You don't get to repeat today. Use it well. Build it with purpose. Fill it with actions that match your goals. You don't need to chase everything. Just do what matters most. Again and again. That's how you get ahead. That's how you build a life of progress, not by accident, but by design. One day at a time. Starting